Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
To us how it's supposed to be, or he'll show us the bigger picture at the finish line. A few years ago, we got a chance to go to this birthday party with my kids, and we went down here off of Rainier to this, I guess it's kind of like a pottery place where they make the different items and you can paint them, and then you leave them there and you have to come back and pick them up. Well, the kids were painting them, and they're like, man, I wanted it to be blue, and this says it's going to be blue. Well, it's a pale blue right now, and I want it to be dark, and so it said dark on the things. They're like, this doesn't look right. And I told them, I was like, you know what? Once it's done and ready, it'll be the color you want. It'll be that dark color you wanted. And they're like, oh, okay. They weren't too excited because they're like, man, all these colors are light. Well, because they haven't went through the process. They haven't been in the fire yet. They haven't had to go through some things in order to come out looking beautiful. And us, we don't trust the process sometimes. We want to just, I want it to be this color and I want it to be this way right now. I want it to be nice and shiny. Well, for that pottery, it looks dull and it's not as shiny and glossy as we want. But once it gets heated up at the right temperatures, then it comes out and it's just beautiful. And that's the thing in our lives. We go through some things and we don't know what's going on. We don't understand. And we go through that process and we're tested and we're tried. But then at the end, we're like, okay, because I stood that test and I was able to trust God, then we come out. We have to know that God has plans for us. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. He said a hope and a future. See, a lot of times we don't know the plans. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week. But if when we trust God and we seek God and we have hope in him, then we know everything's going to fall into place. It may not be exactly the way I want, but it's going to fall into place. When I trust God, I'm saying, okay, God, I trust you with my finances. I trust that you're going to bring in the money that we need. And God always does it right on time. We've heard pastors say time after time, they were ready to pay this bill and they didn't have it, but they wanted to pay it. And right on time, God made a way. Right on time, God made a way. We have to begin to have hope and trust in God. Because he loves us, and he knows the outcome of our lives, he's there to encourage us along the way, to tell us, just hang in there, just wait. Just wait. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. All this week, while I was going through that process of, you know, trying to get excited about the interview and everything like that, God just kept saying, I know the plans I have for you. And I was like, well, God, this is what I want. I want to be closer to home, this and that, because it's only 10 minutes from my house. God, this is what I want. He said, I know the plans I have for you. A lot of times we jump ahead and we say, okay, God, this is what I want and this is what's going to happen. And then it falls through and then we're so upset because we got so built up and we anticipated that thing that we were longing for. And we have to begin to just long for God. Say, God, if it's in your will, you know the desire of my heart. But if it's in your will, then I ask that you bring it to pass. Michael talked about Jericho and the walls coming down. Talked about them marching around day after day in order for the walls to come down. A lot of us have things in our lives, like he said, that we are marching around those walls and we need them to fall down. And we don't know how, we don't know when, but we know God is going to make it happen. We're going to go to Joshua chapter 6. And we're going to read this first part. We're going to read verse 1 through 5, Joshua chapter 6, starting at verse 1. It said, now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out or no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all your armed men. Do this for 6 days. And 7 priests carried trumpets and ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, they marched around the city 7 times. And the priests blowing the trumpets with when you hear the sound of the last blast of the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse and the army will go up and everyone will go straight in. When I began to talk to God, he said a lot of times with us trusting the process, those walls were high. They weren't small walls. So this is something big that they had to do. And as they're marching around, some of them I'm sure were doubting. They weren't sure how it's going to happen, but they were obedient. And us in life, we have to be obedient. We don't know what's going to happen, but as we seek God, as we trust God, as we step out on faith and say, okay, God, I'm marching around this wall. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but God, I'm going to keep trusting you. For some of us, we've been praying for those loved ones time after time to change their life, to change their ways, to begin to seek God, to have that desire. And we don't know when they're going to get saved. We don't know how it's going to happen, but we have to continue just to trust God. We have to continue just to continue be on our face before God and say, God, I give it to you. God, I'm trusting you. God, it's hard. And sometimes it may seem like they're just drifting further and further away. But as we begin to trust God and lean and depend on him, we'll slowly begin to see things begin to happen. They had to trust God. And he said, when he gives the sound, then you'll know to go in and take everything. But before they can go in and take everything, then they had to begin to praise. That's what I look at it as making a loud sound and worshiping God. We're going to jump down to verse 10. We're going to stay in Joshua chapter 6, jump down to verse 10, and we're going to read 10 and 11. It says, but Joshua had commanded the army, do not cry out, or do not give a war cry. Sorry, I'm going to start over. But Joshua commanded the army, do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until I tell you to shout. Then shout. So that the ark of the Lord can be carried around. So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to camp and spent the night there. So this is what they did on the first day. They marched around it. And they weren't supposed to say anything. A lot of times when we're going through a test or we're waiting for those walls to fall, we begin to speak and God hasn't told us to say anything. A lot of times we get excited and we're, oh, look, God's about to do this. God's going to do this. And he's saying, just be quiet. Just wait. Some of us, we need to just wait and just listen to God. Wait for that sign. But we get so anxious because we want this thing to break. We want things to happen around us. And we begin to open our mouths. And he said, just be quiet. Just listen. Trusting the process. We got to trust the process. We're going to jump down to verse 15. It says, now on the 7th day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. Except on that day, they circled around 7 times. And on the 7th time around, when the priests sounded their trumpets blast, Joshua commanded the army, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. When we're obedient, then we can praise on the way to the breakthrough. We can praise before we even get it. Sometimes when I'm going through stuff and I know God is able, I just thinking about the goodness of God, I can't help but to praise him. I can't help but to give him the worship that he's due. When I get excited and I begin to praise him, I'm seeing things happen. Things are beginning to shift in the atmosphere. When I'm trusting and leaning on God, I know you're able and you're more than able to do far beyond what I can think or dream or imagine. When we begin to put our hope in God, when we begin to trust in God, those things begin to shift. Those things that are not right begin to shift. And I believe as they begin to worship, as they begin to cry out to God, God can't help but to make things fall down around us. When we begin to open our mouths and we begin to give God praise, he begins to shift things in the atmosphere for our favor. But we have to trust the process. It may not be easy. It may not be quick. But we have to trust the process. We have to remember to open our mouths when he tells us to. A lot of times we get scared and we get frustrated and we don't open our mouths. But God's saying, speak. A lot of times we're saying, God, use me. I want to be used by you, but we're scared. And when he tells us to open our mouth, we need to obey and just open it and say whatever it is he tells us to say. Maybe saying, just pray for that person. Or say, you know what? God loves you. Or maybe it's just loving on them just a little bit more. Even though it's hard and it's difficult and we're like, God, they're pushing us further and further away. God, they're going the opposite direction. But as we trust God and say what he wants us to say, watch things begin to happen. Him begin to shift things around. We're going to jump to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. It says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. See, a lot of times we want to pick the harvest early. Or we want to do things our way. Jump out there, oh, I got this. And when we do things prematurely, then we're not getting the right results. If I'm so anxious and I'm just like, okay, I got this. I'm going to go and do this and go do that. And I'm not waiting on God, then I may be opening the door for the wrong things to happen in my life. Or I'm opening just an area for doubt to set in. Why? Because maybe I wasn't supposed to go that route. When we begin to trust God, and we lean and depend on God, then, and we don't give up and we trust him, everything's going to begin to work out. We have to know that we have favor in God. And as we trust in him, he knows what's right.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Psalm 25, verse 1, it says, in you, Lord, I put my trust. That's Psalm 25, verse 1. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. Are you trusting in God? Are you trusting him to do the impossible? A lot of times we forget how big our God is. But a lot of times we, in those situations, we need to look at that situation instead of saying, God, look at how big this problem is and I don't know how it's going to work. But no, we look at that problem and say, you see how big my God is and how awesome he is and know that he is in control and he can handle any situation. So I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to trust in the God I serve because we serve a big and awesome God. And we have to put our trust in him. I was reminded of the song that we sing, I think it's by Martha Minuzzi, I could be wrong, but it simply says, till the walls fall down, I will not back up, I will not back down, I will stake my claim, I will stand my ground until the walls fall down. And then the other part says, praise them down. A lot of times we have to praise those walls down. Even though things don't look right, even though we haven't reached that finish line, we have to begin to praise on the way to that breakthrough. We have to praise before we get that breakthrough. We have to praise him in spite of what we feel like, in spite of what things look like, in spite of what people around us may be saying. When we begin to praise God, things begin to happen. All those people that said, no, it's not going to work like that, or no, it can't happen. When you begin to praise God, that begins to set up an atmosphere for them to see, okay, she's rejoicing, even though she didn't even get it yet. Even though she hasn't even got that breakthrough. Even though those loved ones are still out there doing their own thing. Even though we don't have the money and we begin to praise, God begins to shift things around. And it shows the people around us to see they were still praising before they got it. It's like they almost knew. Well, yeah, we almost know because why? We serve an awesome God who knows what's best and knows the deadline we need to meet and knows what we need. We serve an awesome God. We have to trust in the process. It may be hard. We may get tired. But we have to continue to trust in God. Never give up. Don't back down. Remember the God we serve and continue to praise those walls down no matter what. No matter what. A lot of times I have to just begin to start praying and just worshiping God and begin to just pray with boldness and say, okay, God, I'm giving you this situation. I'm not going to let my emotions take me, but I'm going to give you this situation. God, I need you to move. God, I can't do it. God, I don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. But God, I know that you are a God that can do the impossible. I know that you can handle every situation. I know that you give peace. So God, I need that peace right now because I'm a little frustrated. God, I'm a little tired. God, I don't know what's going to happen. But as you begin to seek God, as you begin to worship God, then he begins to move things around. There's a song that Travis Green sings. And it talks about God, it says, you made a way. Don't know how I'm going to get there, but you made a way. And a lot of times, we need to begin to pray the word over our life. We need to begin to sing the word throughout the day. And just begin to trust God. God, I don't know what it looks like, but God, you made a way. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but God, you made a way. When the kids are acting up, God, you're awesome. You're great. Just begin to worship. Begin to worship. God, I thank you that there's peace in this home. In the midst of the chaos, God, you bring joy. You bring peace. God, in the midst of people being hurt or being down, God, I know you comfort. Just begin to worship and just begin to speak to God and know that he has every situation. We have to trust and never doubt is what the Bible says. Trust and never doubt. When we begin to doubt, it's like letting that little seed sprout roots. And when we begin to doubt, then we're like, man, I don't know what's going to happen. And we begin to get in a pity party. Oh, man, this always happens to me. And it just begins to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And a lot of times we ask ourselves, why am I so far away from God? Why can't I hear from him? Well, because it's like us stepping away when we begin to doubt or us blocking our ears. So we can't really hear God. We're saying, God, God, why aren't you helping me? And he's speaking to us, but we can't hear him. Why? Because we kind of blocked his voice. And so now all we hear is the negativity. And we're saying, God, I just want to hear from you. God, I've been praying and praying, and I just want to hear from you. But are you sitting there just to listen? Because he's speaking to us, but are we really listening? And a lot of times he may say the things to us and we're like, no, that's just me. That's not what I want to hear. No, that's not what I want to hear. And we're thinking it's ourselves. But that's God saying, it's not the right time. Or trust me. Or I got this. It's already done. But we're not hearing it clearly because it's kind of like a little kid. When they don't want to hear something, they're putting their fingers in their ears and they're singing and they're yelling. Because they don't want to hear what's going on around them. And we do that to God because he's not saying what we want to hear, so we're trying to block him out. And then when he does want to speak to us and he's like talking directly to us and he has what we need to hear, it's hard. We're like, God, I can't hear you. Well, he's saying, take your hands out your ears. I've been speaking this whole time. This whole time. But we find ourselves blocking him out. We need to trust God in the process. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it will be, trust God in the process. I'm going to leave us with this quote by Joyce Myers. I read it before and it's so fitting right now. It says, patience is not simply the ability to wait, but it's how you behave while you're waiting. I'm going to say it again. It says, patience is not simply the ability to wait, but it's how you behave while you're waiting. When we're waiting on God, sometimes we're like the little kids that got to use the bathroom. We're like antsy. We're moving around because we don't know what to do. When we're waiting on God, we're trying to factor, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And we're trying to do our blueprint. And God said, I already got it. I got the master plan. If you just trust me. Not saying, oh, pray, God, I need patience. No, God, help me to trust in the process. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. But God, I trust that as I'm going through this, God, that you'll give me help. God, you'll give me strength to continue to fight the fight of faith. Continue to stay on that straight path and run for you. To continue to praise in the midst of everything. In spite of what everything's going to help me to keep praise on my mouth. A lot of times I go through the day and I have to say, God, help me to keep praise on my mouth. Because I may get frustrated. I may get down. I may want to give up. But as I continue to praise in the process, as I continue just to seek him and trust him and know that he's God and he's God alone. We have to remember that he's God and he's God alone. And we have to trust in the process and know that he will do the impossible while we're trusting in the process. So just like Jericho, they had to go through some things. They didn't understand it. It didn't look right. But they had to continue just to march every day. And on that seventh day, you know, I'm sure Jericho wasn't that small, so they had to walk around. It's far. So they're just walking. And they can't talk. They're not making a sound. And they're just walking around. And then once they can make a loud noise. Believe me, they're making a loud noise. They're opening their mouths. They're giving all that they got and they're giving God praise. So when God tells you, now is your time just to worship. Now is your time to open your mouth. Don't hold back. A lot of times we will go through things and we don't feel like praising. But I know for me, when I don't feel like it, I'm tired, I'm down, I'm frustrated. But when I start to worship and praise God, do you know he begins to shift things in the atmosphere? He begins to change attitudes. He begins to move things out of the way that didn't look right. He begins to do different things. But we have to begin to just praise in the process. God, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. But as I begin to praise you because you're worthy, because you're awesome. And a lot of times he will cause you to do things that you're uncomfortable with. So sometimes I just have to jump. Sometimes I have to begin to run. Sometimes I have to begin to just pray for some people. And sometimes it's just loving on people. You know, there's someone else that's going through the same thing you guys are going through. And when you guys stay faithful to God and you trust God in the midst of everything and know that, okay, I'm going to get through this. And even if you're like, well, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how I can stay positive. I don't know how I can keep a smile on my face. Because you serve a good God. If he did it before, he'll do it again. He always makes a way. But we have to trust in the process. We have to praise in spite of what things look like, in spite of what's going on, as we begin to seek God and trust him wholeheartedly. Not halfway, oh, I don't know if he can. No, trust him wholeheartedly, even with the big things, even with the little things. And you're saying, well, you know, this might be kind of small, it's middle. No, God said, cast every care on me, for I care for you. He said, give me everything. And when we begin to give him everything, he begins to move things in our life. When we begin to worship and really just open our mouths and begin to praise God, he's going to do so much for you. When you really just let go and just give him everything. Because he said it's like you have so much bottled up inside you. But as you open your mouth and you begin to worship, those walls, those layers, those chains that you feel like sometimes you feel trapped. And he said there's so much that he's going to break off of you. Because there's so much he wants to do through you and through you. But you have to be willing just to let him do it. You have to be willing just to say, okay, God, I can't do it. I'm done doing it my way. I'm done trying to make it plain. Because a lot of times we don't know how it's going to happen. And a lot of times we just have to praise in the midst of everything. God, I don't know what's going to happen. I just worship you. Even at home when things are going on or someone's there and there's bad attitudes, just simply hide away and just begin to worship. Just begin to praise. Just begin to praise and watch things happen. Even if you're like, okay, let me just go outside and just sit outside for a minute. As you sit outside, just begin to worship. Just begin to praise God. When you get ready to go in your room, begin to praise God. As you begin to just worship him and you get in that mode of praising him, watch what's going to happen. So many different things are going to begin to shift. That negativity is going to be checked after the door. That frustration is not going to be there any longer. But you have to be willing just to trust God. We have to trust him in the process. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, I thank you for all that you've done this far, Lord God. I thank you for always making a way, Lord God. God, I ask that you would just help us to continue to trust you in the process, no matter what it may look like, no matter what's going on. God, I thank you that you are ever faithful, that you are awesome, God. You are a faithful God. God, we ask that you just begin to move in our lives. God, that you would just help us just to trust and never doubt, to seek you in everything that we do. God, help us just to praise on the way to the breakthrough. Praise, Lord God, until the walls break, until the chains break. God, that we'll praise until those loved ones come into your kingdom, until they really start to live for you. God, that we'll continue just to praise in the midst of everything, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the hard times, that we would just seek you and trust in you, oh God. We just thank you right now because you are ever faithful. God, we ask that you would just be with us as we go home, Lord God, that you give us peace and joy, Lord God. Help us to continue to trust and never doubt, Lord God. God, that we continue just to keep your praise on our lips no matter where we go, no matter what's happening, Lord God. We ask that you be with us, strengthen us and guide us. Keep us safe, Lord God, until we meet again tomorrow, Lord God. We ask that you would just help us just to be a witness to someone we come in contact with, Lord God. Help us to encourage and build up and not tear down, Lord God. God, we ask that you just bring people in tomorrow, Lord God. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.